Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Sleep Deprivation Institute's secret underwater headquarters somewhere off the coast of Iowa, it's the man dedicated to keeping the internet completely wired. This is Which Goes Off with Widget Walls.
Friends are dead. Not what it used to be. Now you'll never have a place like home to rest your head.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Widget Walls, and you're listening to Widge Goes Off here on QuickStopEntertainment.com. So, yes, we're late on this. I realize that. I have been sick. I probably still sound not at 100%, although I don't know if I've ever been at 100%. I can't remember the last time I was at 100%, honestly. No, the post-Dragon Con crud finally caught up with me. I fought it off all last week, and finally to no avail. It snuck up on me this weekend and mugged me and took my wallet and all that other good stuff. So I spent most of yesterday and all of today in a nice, quiet, comfortable coma, which, as you can imagine, is pretty much hell on earth for me. So I am up and now trying to desperately play catch up, and well, you can guess how well that's going. So what all do we have to talk about? Well, let's see. First of all, let's get the box office out of the way, which is boring as shit. I mean, I mentioned it last time, but I could have sworn that that the doldrums, the fall doldrums, you know what I'm talking about, where you're kind of stuck between the summer season, right, with all the big movies, and then you wait until like November time frame, and then you've got all the Oscar stuff that starts to come out, New York, Los Angeles, and slowly roll out. So I could have sworn that the summer season went later than it is, but I mean, we're just past Labor Day, and it's over. I mean, there's nothing, and in fact, you're starting to see some Oscar-esque kind of movies coming out. I mean, Hollywoodland, which opened at number two, which actually, as I think I mentioned somewhere, I've got three podcasts now. I don't even know what I'm saying where at this point, but which actually looks good. You know, opened and did fairly well. Did the best as far as a per cinema goes, but you know, I don't know. I could have sworn this went longer, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just hallucinating. But anyway, so let's deal with the box office. You have The Covenant come in at number one, with 8 million. So that's a really lame weekend. You can tell when that's your number one. Hollywoodland came in at number two with just under six. The Invincible dropped to number three with, 53% drop from its second weekend. And that's made 45 million to date. Don't know how much it costs. So there's that. The Protector, which is a Tony Jaa film, I think I'm saying that right. I don't know what it is with me and last names. But anyway, that did five. Crank, which opened last weekend, dropped 53%, which seems to be the standard, and has made $19 million thus far. Made for $12 million. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Jason Statham, who is, and I think it's Statham and not Statham, I don't know. Super nice guy. I'm so glad he's doing well. It continually amazes me that you have got this white English guy who is making better action flicks than like a Jet Li or something like that. Now, I'm not talking epic movie, fearless hero type Jet Li. That's a different Jet Li. That's a different Jet Li than like Kiss of the Dragon Jet Li or Romeo Must Die Jet Li. You know what I'm talking about. There's two Jet Lis. So I'm continually amazed that Jason is doing, has become action guy. I mean, I got to interview him back at Lockstock, and I, you know, if you had told me then he's going to be action guy, I would have went, what? Get out of here. But he's like former Olympic athlete and stuff. I'm so jazzed for him. And he's making money because this is going to be, you know, even though it's only made 19, it costs 12 to make, you know, throw in the marketing stuff. It'll do well on DVD. Rock on. Illusionist. Another Oscar-type film, right? Crank, not Oscar-type, okay? Illusionist, Oscar-type, okay? Ed Norton, it's in its fourth week of release, dropped 27%. It's done 17. It only cost 16.5 to make, so it'll do well. Little Miss Sunshine continues to make money. And again, it's really the big winner out of everything that we've got here, because it only cost $8 million to make, and it's done almost $42 million. So rock on with their bad selves, and it'll be one of those films that will grow on DVD, because it'll be, you either weren't in a place where it was showing in the cinemas, or you'll have heard about it from word of mouth by then. It'll do quite well. Wicker Man, which, and this is what's really weird. Sorry to tangent here, but I'm self-medicated, so you have to understand. I was wondering about this when I saw Wicker Man, because I didn't realize that it was out, because it started last weekend, and you know, it kind of sucked as far as its take was, because like I said, I didn't even mention the box office last time because it was so sad. So I was like, Wicker Man, why wouldn't you, you got a big horror type movie, right? Why would you play it now? I mean, Hollywood, Jesus Christ, I'm so tired, and drugs, the bugs, and the bugs, and the bats. Why wouldn't you open that Halloween? And I started looking at the schedule for Halloween. You've got, the first week is Texas Chainsaw Massacre the Beginning, which is absolutely hilarious. I don't know if I mentioned this or not, the first time I saw the poster for that and realized what it was, I started laughing uncontrollably. Because, you know, I'm sorry if I'm giving anything away here for that shitty remake. Excuse me. I mean, plug your ears, la la la, if you're going to be, like, hurt or something. But he gets his arm cut off. You're not going to be a very effective, evil antagonist type of guy with one arm. Especially if you need to, like, do a chainsaw. I could just see him trying to pull it with his teeth. Going, ah! Wait, don't run away! I'll be right there! I just have to fucking get this teeth and foot and kick ass. So I was like, you kind of had to do a prequel, because how scary you're going to be with that, right? So I was just laughing uncontrollably. I wish I was drunk. Anyway, so you got that the first weekend. Then you've got Friday the 13th. Okay, so that makes sense. And that's when you've got The Grudge 2 opening. That actually makes sense. Then you've got Saw 3, right? Which actually did quite well opening on Halloween last time. And Grudge 2, no, that's Sony. It's not even WB. So I'm like, you're the WB. You've got, not the WB, like the, you know what I'm saying, Warner Brothers. And you've got Wicker Man. Why wouldn't you open that? Why wouldn't you open that on Halloween? I don't know. And again, maybe I'm misremembering things, but didn't Halloween used to be like a big deal to open movies? Are they that afraid of Saw 3 that they're not going to open more stuff on Halloween? I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm remembering the Halcyon days, the salad days of cinema differently than it actually happened. I don't know. Talk amongst yourselves. Talladega Nights drops to number 9. It's done $142 million. It's making money, so it's fine. And Barnyard is still not making money, because it costs $51 to make. It's $67 so far. And that's the top 10, and there's absolutely nothing happening, except Pirates has crossed $1 billion. And we'll never see Johnny Depp again, I swear to God. Pirates 3, they're working on Pirates 4 right now, swear to God. Speaking of sequels, I was poking over at Cinematical, and I really appreciate them linking to my Star Wars 3 commentary that Ken and I did, and they weren't too fond of it, but that's okay, because I wasn't fond of the movie itself, so that's cool. And I'll give you a link and a shout out to them, because that's the kind of guy I am, even hopped up on drugs. So it's really kind of sad, because I was kind of looking for just anything to talk about, because I'm so bored, you know, there's nothing happening, and it's really the same movie news everywhere, so I don't know why there are multiple sites, to be perfectly honest, because everywhere you go, it's the same top story. I'm like, yawning my ass off. Again, what we were talking about before with the problem of no new news, where's the new news? There's nothing happening. And they said something about The Mummy 3, which I had hoped we had put behind us, right? But apparently, the word they're getting is that they want to do The Mummy 3 and kind of just lump the two films together and remake them, almost, or reimagine them, or whatever bullshit term that they're using these days, right? Now, here's what I don't understand. Aren't they basically doing that anyway? I mean, aren't The Mummy films, isn't it just a rehash of the same thing? Couldn't you plug any Lame-ass historical object in there that you wanted, and then, you know, you've got a mummy guy who's the enemy, and then, you know, you've got Brendan Fraser who's the bumbling hero, and then you've got Rachel Weisz who's hot, and, you know, you could even throw the kid in there if you wanted. Couldn't you just remake the same movie over and over again and not tell anyone, and people would still show up and throw hundreds of millions of dollars at that piece of shit franchise? I mean, am I wrong? Am I missing something here? So I don't understand what that's about. And I know that as long as it's got the mummy, no one will fucking care and they'll all go see that piece of shit franchise. Because I'm sorry, those two movies were pieces of steaming shit, all right? Those were the dog crap that I should have lit on fire and left on George Lucas's doorstep, to use Cinematical's phrasing about that. So I don't know what the deal is on that. Here's something else that I don't know what the deal is on, because I've seen this reported everywhere and I thought, hey, I could go talk about that. Amazon has launched their video download service, right? Which is called Unbox. Okay, fine. Now, this is what's interesting. So I thought, well, let me go check it out. And instantly, I'd be interested to hear from anyone who has tried this. So I went to Amazon, and I'm looking all over the front page, and I can't find a link to it anywhere. I mean, anywhere. I'm looking, you know, in the, down the left-hand side, or usually you would think it would be brand new, you know, and they would have some thing dead center. I'm not seeing it. So I don't know, maybe they're getting so much traffic on it that they're trying to keep people from finding it. I mean, I basically had to back out Google into their site to find it. So I am interested to hear anybody who's tried it, because I figure some maniac out there has probably tried it and saved me the time and effort. So if you have tried it, whichsucksatneedcoffee.com, you know where to find me. Here's the other thing that I want to ask about. And I'm throwing things out here rapid fire because I don't even know who are you people and who let you into my home. I'm seeing a big push on NBC's Heroes, right? Their Misfits of Science remake. And I hate to be so down on it out of the starting gate. But let's face it. What successful live action superhero shows have we had? I mean, honestly. I mean, apart from Smallville, which, as I understand it, has kind of lost its way a bit. And people are actually, the way I've had it explained to me, it sounds like they're watching it for the same reason that people watched Voyager, right? Because it beat staring at an empty television. But I'm trying to think, what else did we have that was actually successful? I mean, you know what? The Flash series? You know, the Justice League pilot? I mean, what have we got? What have we got to show for it? So I'm concerned about the show. Let me put it this way. Even if, let's assume that it is a kick-ass show, all right? And all us comic geeks kind of surge towards it, right? And go, yes, we must protect our own. Which isn't going to fucking happen. Because, I mean, look at how well you... Love you to death, guys, but look how well you Serenity folks saved Firefly and came out for the movie, right? Right, right. And look at how much all you Snakes on a Plane fans came out for the movie, right? Right. So we all know that geeks ain't worth shit when it comes to putting butts in seats, even if they're butts in seats at home for something like this. All right, we've proven that. So let's assume that it does kick ass, right? And they have, and apparently, like, who is it? Is it like Jeff Loeb or somebody is helping write this? They actually have comic book writers who are helping to write this thing? Which in these days doesn't mean shit because the people who are writing the big two comic books don't know how to write comic books either, frankly. So, I mean, that honestly doesn't make me feel any better about it. But let's just say for the sake of argument that it kicks ass, all right? And we're like, wow, we can't wait to see what's happening with that. It's the best thing since Strike Force Moratori. Wow, I can't wait. Ooh. And I mean, it's got Adrian Pasdar in it, right? Who basically, after Prophet, as far as I'm concerned, should be written into fucking anything. And Hayden, and I can't say her last name, you'll have to forgive me, Hayden Panettiere or whatever her last name is. I'm so bad with names. She was in the latest Bring It On. So hopefully, you know, she got a good check for both of these things. So I love to see the two of these people working, if nothing else. But let's say it kicks ass. Do you really think in today's environment for television that it will last more than 6 episodes if it doesn't just, as far as audience goes, destroy everything on its way out of the starting gate? I mean, honestly, even though you say, well, there's an overarching, you know, storyline that they're going to play with and whatever else, does anyone have any delusions about the fact that NBC will give this thing time to breathe and time to, you know, build a following? I don't think so. So that's what alarms me more than anything else. I mean, if it's a shitty series, then it'll go away. All right, there's no worry about that. But let's just say it's a good series. What's going to happen? The geeks aren't going to come out and support it. Okay, it'll die on the vine. So what do you think about that? I mean, am I wrong? Please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, because I have been known to be wrong once or twice before. Some unforeseen time that I've probably forgotten. No, I'm wrong all the time. I'm a fucking schmo. Who am I kidding? So anyway, so there's my question. Now, maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe NBC is so desperate for content that they'll keep it. I mean, let's face it. I don't even know what they have on right now, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I know that Joey is suffering, and they're still reeling from Friends being gone. That's why I thought it was so ridiculous that people... Apparently, there's some rumor going around that Law & Order was going to get canceled. Like, they can't afford to fucking cancel Law & Order. I mean, come on. Law & Order is taking up three slots on their week. That would be hurting for content if they killed Law & Order. And besides, didn't Law & Order just get renewed for like another 3 years or something crazy like that? I mean, I love the show, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, it's in like Flint. I don't know what the fuck these people are talking about. So anyway, so where am I for time? Oh my God, I'm at 17 minutes just for talking about nothing, which is exactly what you've come to depend on me for. So what else is there? I don't know that there is anything else, to be perfectly frank. So that's your homework. Find out about Amazon Unbox and come back and let me know what the hell happened. What do you think is going to happen with Heroes? I don't even know when the thing starts. For all I know, it starts like... For all I know, it started tonight. That's how with it I am. I've been in a coma for 2 days. I don't even know who I am anymore. So there's that. And you know, let me know. And here's the thing. I do my Halloween... my own personal private Halloween film festival every year. So I'm curious to know, what are you going to be reading? Fuck me. It's like, what are you watching, subtitled horror movies? I can't even think with the amount of NyQuil running through my system. What horror movies are you going to be watching on Halloween? Because by God, you have to watch some, right? So I'd be interested in that. I'd be interested in whatever. Just send it to me at widgesucks@needcoffee.com. WIDGESUCKS at needcoffee.com. And I guess that's it. I'm sorry for the short show, or perhaps, you know, all five of you are going, yay, short show. So if so, fuck you all. So there you have it. I will talk to you next week when hopefully there will be more interesting things to write about. And to write about. Fuck, what is it with me and writing? I've got writing on the brain. To talk about. And if there's something that you think I need to be talking about, or you, for whatever freaky reason, want to hear about, then send it to me. Send it to whichsucks@needcoffee.com. For God's sake, this is a public service, so help me out here. Anyway, that's it. I'm out of here. Be good.